Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And we
always
are having,
learning.
And we're learning. We're having a wonderful education from Stephanie Sinneman, who is with the elder, who is the elder abuse coordinator, at the Safe Center. And as I went to break, I basically put the burden of the world on the Safe Center. And Stephanie's going to respond to that.
Okay. Yes, the Safe Center is one of the many agencies and resources here in Nassau County that provides senior services for seniors, whether they're victims of abuse or not. But I also wanted to bring up about the elder abuse EMDT team here, which is composed of a number of agencies that I mentioned in the beginning of the program. We had on June 15th, we had our first elder conference, and we provided information for senior victims of abuse, as well as their caregivers. We did so many different trainings, and one of them was on resources here in Nassau County. And it's not just the Safe Center, but there are so many organizations here in Nassau County that you can contact if you have any questions regarding possible abuse of a senior person and or requesting services for a senior person, being a member of your family, a friend, or a neighbor. What we had developed as a result of the Elder Conference is we put together a list of all the resources available here in Nassau County for the senior citizens that, as I spoke to Otto and John, I can make available to them to disperse to those who may be interested. I had mentioned other agencies such as Family Child Association, Adult Protective Services, Catholic Charities, Self-Help Community, Nassau Suffolk Law Services. There's so many organizations here in Nassau County that you can contact directly and not have to go through the Safe Center in order to get information that you may require or need.
I would suggest getting that list to Christina, who sure. Then would, you know, get it to the planet, actually, our local planet.
It's so true. And of course, we have 311, which is very important. So when in doubt, if you don't want to pick a particular agency, call 311 and they'll get you in the right direction. Because the last thing, and what I'm coming away with now more and more, and this is such a wonderful conversation with Stephanie, is there is such a plethora, like that word, plethora of information and organizations out there that are willing to help, want to help, and they're there to help. So make a few phone calls, you know, and I say start 311, call the Safe Center, but there's so many more that Stephanie is sharing with us that it's just, my God, it's a wonderful place. Not well, a wonderful place to have situations like this, but there are resources. Go ahead, Otto.
Well, that's one of the reasons Long Island, even with its, you know, financial burdens, maybe in some cases, is still a great place for a lot of people of all ages, but particularly seniors. You know, in Nassau County, you just mentioned a list of resources. We have more medical facilities and protection, if you will, for seniors in this part of the world than I can't imagine it anywhere else. I really can't. You know, it's great.
I mean, one of the things, you know, when I go out to community education, according to the 2019 Census Bureau, about 25% of the population in Nassau and Suffolk County are 60 years or older. And the fastest growing segment of residents are over 85 years of age. So the need for services for the senior population just here on Long Island is increasing and is important. I also want to stress that a lot of these services are free. Mm. Okay. You don't have to pay for them. So I really encourage, if you just have a question, because oftentimes you may have a question and not know what specific agency or what specific service you really, really need. For example, an elder person who has difficulty getting in and out of the bathtub, they may not need a home aide to come to the home three times a week to assist them in bathing. They may just have to have bars put up in the bathroom. They may have the physical ability with a bar there to climb in and out of the shower or the bath type of thing. So it may not need, you may not know specifically what service you need, but when you make the call, these agencies evaluate what your situation is. Okay. They may come to the home, look at your home with obviously with your permission and see, yeah, we can just put bar here and there. That will solve it. Like I said, and I stress it every time I talk to community, is when it comes to adult, but especially a senior person, we want that person to remain, number one, in their home as long as possible, if that's what their choice is, and to be as independent as possible in taking care of themselves. And that's what our goal is.
Which ties in exactly with Project Independence.
Exactly.
You know, the same idea, a nurse, social worker, pre-COVID, and I'm probably kicking back in soon, I hope, would visit your home and make suggestions about, yeah, you should have a grab bar, you should take this rug away,
exactly.
You know, you should use a walker instead of a cane, whatever, you know, depending on all the circumstances, which are always different, you know, and maybe some technology may help certain situations, different emergency response systems, whatever, all of which you don't have to be an authority on. There are people out there who do know these things who can help. And we're loaded with that in Nassau County. And Project Independence is in North Hempstead right there, you know, at the top of the heap.
You know, Otto, what you're saying is interesting also, and then we'll go back to Steph. COVID, you mentioned, you know, as COVID ends, it'll be interesting to see if the number of abuse cases really skyrockets because people will be having more access to a home. You know, the social workers will be going in. They haven't gone into a home in a year. I don't know, but I'm just saying now, and if this recommences an open door policy, so to speak, will people be coming out saying, oh my God, look at this place. It's a disaster. Poor thing is bruised and the dishes are in the sink and the laundry is piled up. And it'll be, you know, I'm just guessing, but I would venture there's going to be a rise in all these situations just because they weren't acknowledged during a 12-month period. Steph?
I'm not familiar with this specific as far as when it comes to the cases of elder abuse, but I know that when it came to referrals to Child Protective Services, that decreased, but the number of severe child abuse, in which the child ended up in emergency room, hospital, or urgency center,
right,
and the number of domestic violence cases increased during this period of time. Yes, once since the pandemic is, we're lifting a lot of the restrictions and a lot of the service agencies have more access to someone's home, things may open up. I just wanted to bring up, because I know we don't have that much time.
Okay.
Now, you talked about, I know, John, you brought up a neighbor, a family member, you know, whatever, being aware. In this day and age, a lot of families don't live in the same home, don't live in the same community. In fact, they may live out of state. And oftentimes you may not be able to walk over, knock on the door to find out how your loved one, you know, how your senior loved one is doing. You know, I keep on mentioning there's so many agencies out there that provide services. A lot of them, you know, within churches, synagogues, mosques, and other religious organizations provide services where they have their volunteers going to home check up and things like that. FaceTime. My father has an iPhone. I have an iPhone. I set up FaceTime for him. So when I call him, I can see him. Okay, I can see how he looks. I can see what the room, because he usually answers in the kitchen, what the kitchen looks like, what the den looks like. Is there a collection of newspapers on the floor? Like John said, are the dishes, you know, piled high on the sink or open cans lining the counters? Okay, that's, so there are certain things that you can do, even though you're not physically near that senior person, being a friend, neighbor, relatives, that far away you can. I have the phone numbers of two of their neighbors. I have phone numbers of three of their friends in the community. If there's a concern that I have and I can't get through to my parents, I call them up. They knock on my parents' door. We have a lockbox with a key outside my parents' door. I will give them a combination. So if they knock on the door and no one answers, they can go in. Okay. So there are a lot of things that you can do as a concerned, you know, relative, neighbor, or friend to check up. And the most important thing, and that's what we do in the education department, the SAFE Center, is prevention. Prevention strategies for the elderly, what they can do to prevent they themselves becoming victims. And obviously, and I know you do it through Project Independence, and I'll be upfront and honest, I didn't know, even know your organization or program existed. And when you initially invited me to speak, of course, I Googled you and read about you. And I was like blown away, literally, with all the services that you provide. I mean, social work, transportation, nursing, education, services specifically for veterans. It was amazing. And everyone should know about it. And perhaps you can be an organization that can influence other towns to, you know, have such programs. Obviously, an elder person, physical activity important, just as much as mental activity is. If you cannot leave the home, like you said, you have those online services, sit down doing your stretching or your weightlifting or your Pilates, you don't have weights, use a soup can, okay, to move around, things like that. Plan for your own future, which is really, really important. We all write wills. We all have advanced directives like healthcare proxies. We write them when we turn 65. But your own medical, mental health situation changes, that within your family changes. Revisit that every couple of years. You may want to change who your beneficiaries are. You may want to change who your healthcare proxy is. You may want to change your living will. You know, if you want, God forbid something happens, you want do not resuscitate, or do you want everything done to maintain your life? So frequently revisit those documents. Oftentimes people sign those documents, put them away, and never look at them again. Okay.
One of my favorite, I'm sorry, but one of my favorite things that Project Independence does is a thing called Circle of Support, which ties in with what you're talking about. It's a 5-page or whatever document where you put all kinds of information.
But and actually, Dan, we're out of time.
And Dan is waving.
Unfortunately, Otto. So that's another conversation. Stephanie, I want to thank you so much. You did such a remarkable job, and you ended it so nicely with all the information that Project Independence has and that you have and all the agencies that you work with to make this really an amalgam of something that is for the people. So Stephanie from the SAFE Center, I want to thank you very much. And Talk of the Town is coming up next with Christina Liu, who's going to be bringing you up to date on what's going on in North Hempstead. So you're listening to Community Talk Radio here via Project Independence on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.